one of the things I know our offense is going to want to see or is going to like. This is a two-gap style of defense. They have they can do different fronts, but now everybody's head up. All the defensive linemen are head up over their offensive linemen. So Baltimore does a good job of faking the outside run.
If you count the box here, how many in the box?
Right now you have eight in the box right here.
Six, seven, eight. So that is an in-the-box player.
He'd be considered an in-the-box player, although Baltimore is coming out with the two tight end, two back, or the heavy or 22 personnel that we'd call it.
Yeah.
So they have one corner, one safety over the top. One thing, though, these inside linebackers, got a couple of guys that are young, a couple new guys that are being sprinkled in there, leave that tight end wide open. So we've already seen a tight end up the middle and then a tight end on a bootleg, and we know how much our offense likes bootlegs. So our tight ends underneath, guys like Kyle Rudolph, they have to be ready to play. But you can see how well Baltimore sells this outside play and how much these two-gap linemen have to work and how much these linebackers have to work to stay head up on the linemen, and allows the tight end to sneak out right behind. Now, offensively, really the Cleveland Browns, from an analytical standpoint, they've been a bit of a comedy of errors. And this right here, I think, sums up everything that's gone wrong with the Cleveland Browns. And I think mainly the big part is up front. Here you have a five-man rush, little stunt up front. Nothing really fancy here, okay? Nothing real fancy, just man-to-man coverage, man-free in the back behind. You don't see any wide receivers open. Nobody's open. Mm. But you just watch the pocket around the quarterback just absolutely collapse.
This is Pro Bowl tackle Joe Thomas, six-time Pro Bowler.
Yeah, and what you have Haloti Ngata, and you're just coming up the middle, and you see running backs in protection. Nothing there, falling down. But there is nowhere for him to go. Right here, you take a look at how much this pocket has just absolutely collapsed. You have a free runner. Even the guys that have people on them, they're free to get to the quarterback. And that kind of thing is demoralizing. When you're an offensive lineman and you stand around and see five purple jerseys standing on top of your quarterback,
wow,
it's a problem. Not everything goes badly for the Browns, but this is the kind of season that they're having. They know that they're getting some zone coverage,
yep,
all right, in the back. One of the favorite plays to beat zone is to run someone on the out and up.
Ooh.
And he had the corners, actually, and the corner come and squeeze down. He's sticking with his slot receiver, and the linebacker just loses his coverage wide open. I mean, this is a play that's going to get almost to the red zone, and they just can't quite come up with it.
Now,
that would have been one of the biggest gainers of the day.
We should be mindful when you watch a play like that. A, Brandon Whedon is not the quarterback throwing the ball today. It's Brian Hoyer, former Patriot and Arizona Cardinal. And B, this guy, Trent Richardson, is no longer on the team. So that might take away some of the focus the defense puts on a good guy like that.
Absolutely, and this is what they did. One of the things that you'll notice is you have a two tailback set. Anytime you have that, it should be a giveaway for these linebackers and the underneath to say, you know what, he's back there for a reason. It's not the run block, it's the runner route. So
what's that route called? Is that a wheel route?
That's a wheel route, just the out and up. They're running in case they get zone. I think they're getting man in this situation. I go back on what I had said. They're just pulling the corner and the two corners out of the picture and running the guy out. Normally, if it's zone, they'll run more of a vertical post, try to clear that out, pull the free safety, leave him one-on-one with the running back.